How's it going, everybody? So today we're going back to a classic, first three, first ten. Now, the I believe I've discussed the one before, but I'm going to talk about it in the context of the anime. I'll get to that in a second. So today we are going to be discussing Gleipnir and Komi-san Can't Communicate. I was going to do Blue Period, however, I haven't read the manga for Blue Period. However, I will say Blue Period is awesome. It's going to get an episode eventually when I'll kind of discuss it a little bit in Komi-san's segment, but here we go. Enjoy the ad. Let me start with Gleipnir. Gleipnir is a show that came out last year, and I think it was on a couple of people's check this out, and I think a few people mentioned that there was such a glut of awesome shows that the bar got lowered just by virtue of the average being so high. It was on people's to watch list. I don't know if anybody actually followed up and said I probably noticed a little bit of it in Gigux, and I don't know if Anime Man had a video on it, but like there's just so much anime out there right now that people are like inundated with good shows. So finding the great show of the season is just that much harder. Now, the premise of Gleipnir is in Japan, in a abandoned motel called the Mythos Motel, there is a vending machine that uses a very particular coin, and because it uses a very particular coin, the vending machine man doesn't appear unless you have that coin, and you have to find one of these coins and know to put it in there, into the machine. So, interesting premise. The trade-off is, if you have one of these coins, you put it in the machine, you get a special upgrade to yourself. You get to be... you want to be faster? Well, we're going to give you the ability to move quicker. And all that. If you want to be strong, you'll be extremely strong. If you want to be deadly, you'll be super deadly. The first three episodes of Gleipnir are Gleipnir has the big budget first episode, and then the everything else after that is not so much, because the animation on the first two episodes, in fact, are incredible. The fight between the enemy that appears and our main characters, get to that in a second, is fucking epic. It's just like well animated. It's very dynamic, because you have a hero who is essentially in a mascot suit, but it's not a mascot suit. I have a story like this in that it was kind of inspired by a what if cute things were the monsters, which, by the way, if anyone's ever followed that progress, I need to resolve that one, because I'm not gonna get into it. I was a fan of one particular manga called Dolly Kill Kill, which was, you know, typical aliens show up, end of the world, the hero gets special abilities, the people that survive the apocalypse, all like some of them have special abilities, and the things out there that are the monsters are these sort of Kigurumi-ish sort of deals. And Like, they all look like mascots or dolls or what have you. And it's ultra violent, ultra, like, gory. Not super gory, but it's pretty damn gory in the sense that, like the hero would be, like, losing arms and limbs, but he can regrow them. So, like, stuff like that. Ugh, now, Leipner is not that. Leipner is sort of like the X-Men in that, like, everyone who sees the vending machine gets a special ability. Now, where it's not like the X-Men, it turns into, like, a battle manga really quickly. So you have character interactions, like pretty much for the sole purpose of fighting. Then you have, like, oh, it's like, okay, the characterizations are good. Like there's efforts made that the characters that you're seeing are, they're trying not to be forgettable. There's, like, the main hero who, so you kind of don't understand because, like, you definitely get the sense that, like, you're not seeing the whole picture with the main hero, but he has a sense of justice and all that stuff, like, but he, like, his sense of smell is incredible, but, like, for whatever reason, he has the ability to transform into a, like, a dog suit, and key emphasis on the suit, and, like, this is the, like, the premise of the show, so I'm, like, it's, like, I think it's in the marketing, but, he meets this, girl, named Claire, which I'm not sure if Claire is the, Japanese name or the dub name. I started watching with the dub. The dub was not intolerable, so I was just, like, curious, to see if it would be better, with the sub. And I had no issue with the sub, so I just kept watching it there. The subtitle, like, so Claire is unbalanced, because Claire is younger than the hero, because this is a high school setting. The hero is a senior, and I think the Claire is, like, a freshman. So at one point, Claire gets into the suit, and of course they do it with Cheesecake Factor in there. So it's like, Claire gets in her underwear constantly or in a bathing suit, and it's the first three episodes. This is a strong recommendation, so I'm not gonna get into spoilers about why things are the way they are. I haven't finished the series. However, like I said, first three episodes, it's a big recommendation. So it's an interesting premise. It's it gets very familiar very quickly afterwards. However, the intrigue, things that gets really interesting, the atmospheric nature of certain things works. The mystery is there. So I'm pretty sure, like in terms of just good shows that you probably don't know about, because Leipner came out on Funimation, and I know Funimation is, like, one of the four biggest anime distributors, like, and it's like, now that Crunchyroll got bought out by Sony, it's going to be, Funimation is going to be the biggest distribution, solely of anime. I'm not saying it's going to have the best ones, because Netflix has been pretty damn good about, having great shows for people for anime, but just by the monopoly. It's not a monopoly, but it sure feels like it. So go check out Gleipnir on Funimation. This podcast is brought to you by Double Barrel Theater. Please check out our comics. Check out our Facebook. Check us out on Twitter. Check out the author, Matthew Kale, on Twitter, MW Kale, and on Instagram, MW Kale. Peace. So this anime has been coming for a long time, but it was never confirmed until, I think last year. Komi-san Can't Communicate is, it's a gag manga. However, it's not so much of a gag manga in the sense that it's like, oh, look how poorly drawn this is. No, it's super stylish. The storytelling of it is incredible. It's just a Komi-san Can't Communicate is literally Komi-san, who is the most beautiful, most intelligent girl at the school, and the school is, in order to get into the school, you had to be extraordinary at something, which I don't know how, the main hero got in there, but, because he thinks of himself as so boring. However, the first episode of Komi-san, lets you know, he's just, the most average guy. Komi-san has fans. She has to the point where it's everyone, no one's ever noticed that she doesn't talk. Everyone thinks she's so perfect that, oh, look at her. Komi-san, could you read this out loud? She's but she's not saying, she's not stuttering. She's just trying to, the anxiety of trying to talk to other people, talk out loud. The teacher will be, in her silence. It's of course, Komi-san. There's no such thing as, that was perfect. We totally got your emotion of it. It's a hilarious thing to explain why it happened. The first episode has one of the most genuine character bonding moments, because Komi-san has the most perfect handwriting, which I'll take their word for it, because I couldn't I can't read Japanese, so when they write in Japanese, it's great. The amount of text in this show, the manga had such layered uses of text boxes and just little asides to the reader that Netflix is doing a good job with anime. However, the amount of translation that they would have needed to do on this show, the subtitles don't work. Things are lost. So maybe when they have a dubbed version, they can, figure out a way to translate all the little things. But as far as watching characters interact, each episode adapts, I want to say, multiple chapters for the most part. So if something was just a quick thing in the, because I think all chapters are pretty much the same page length, but there's certain stories that take 5 minutes to tell, and then some stories take 20 minutes to tell. So you get in each episode multiple missions, because that's what they're called. Mission 1, Become that person's friend. The mission two, play a game. So the pacing is not all over the place, but it's like it's interesting. The pacing of this show, like, it definitely has that gag manga. Like, this is not a romance show, even though, like, but it's definitely a comedy, and it's definitely gags and all that. I highly recommend it, because I read the manga years ago. I started reading it multiple years ago, and I left off at a certain point. I don't know what that one was, but each episode, like, has a story arc, and then once someone's introduced, they kind of carry over. So, like, I just can't wait for, like, Ninja Guy's episodes. Like, why do you dress like a ninja? Come on now. And how, like, highly recommend it. I was going to talk about this. Netflix is doing simulcasts now. They historically have been a, get it all together, release it all at once. Like, that was their model. Like, go ahead, binge it. Go right ahead. We have so much content. We don't need you to tune back in, because we know that there's going to be something else around the corner that you're going to want to binge. Now, what Netflix now is doing is, with Blue Period and Komi-san, one episode a week. So, I think it's an experiment for them in that, let's see how many viewers we get. Like, is it worth it? Because historically, Netflix has done this with K-dramas, where new episodes each week. Which I don't know if that's a deal that they made. Like, hey, we're not, because if they're partnering with international channels and networks, then, they don't want to get, the people that they're going in to make the stuff, they don't want to get cannibalized. So, hey, when you guys get it, you, we all put our stuff out at the same time. I think that's the deal that they're making, and I'm here for it, because as much as I enjoy binging, having something to look forward to week after week when it's good, it's so, I'm used to it because I grew up on television. I had, appointment, viewing. It's like, hey, it's Sunday night, I'm watching HBO, and you know what, HBO did this for the exact reason of, we're watching it on Sunday night, so at Monday morning at school or at the water cooler, we're all going to commune and talk about it together. Now, the internet changed a couple things. Binging became more accessible. You didn't have to buy a set of DVDs and watched everything at once. You didn't have to wait to talk about it. You could go on Twitter. You can go on Facebook. You go on whatever, updated version of a message board that you're checking out. So, highly recommend Komi-san Can't Communicate. The first three episodes, there's a lot of story packed in there, and the animation is fucking gorgeous. To the point, a lot of gag manga, when they get anime adaptations, with the exception of One Punch Man, because I look at One Punch Man as, a gag action manga, but the manga, not the web cartoon version, but the one where it's like, we've already tested out the story. The story is bulletproof. We're going to put the greatest fucking art we can on there, and then when the anime drops, we're going to give it the greatest, I forget who the anime studio was. I think it might have been Bones or Madhouse, but the first season of One Punch Man with that gorgeous fucking animation was just incredible. Second season, JA Works, PA Works, or it was funnier, but the animation was not the same quality. So with Komi-san, you are getting One Punch Man season one, beautiful animation. But the comedic nature of it is just, oh, it's so good. Highly recommended. So if you want, go check it out. Like, day it drops. Like, if you want to support something like this, this and Blue Period. Blue Period, I'm probably going to do a podcast talking about, like, is it worth it for Netflix to do weekly shows? But yeah, go check them out. All right. That's it. Komi-san, Leitner, they're both awesome. Peace.